making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so this is probably going to be bizarre to a lot of people, but I've kind of known about this for a while. There are new reports of a person flying in a jetpack near LAX in California. Like a jetpack, like
what?
Science fiction. This was reported on Wednesday afternoon. It was China Airlines crew that spotted the guy 7 miles northwest of LAX. This isn't the first time it's happened either. There's been similar incidents reported back in September. The FBI Los Angeles field office is kind of looking into it right now to get some answers. They're working with the FAA. And there's been multiple reports of an individual wearing a jetpack flying around really high up in the air.
That's kind of awesome.
Now, this is why it's not a surprise to me. This is real. Like, they've had jetpacks for a second now. There's an actual Instagram page that you can go check out. It's called Take on Gravity. That's the name of the company. It's called Take on Gravity.
Yeah, and you see these videos that they've got.
Yeah, I just showed Mindy. She's going, yeah. What? This exists? This is real? Oh, yeah.
I'm watching a Spider-Man movie.
Flying around like
Green
Rocket
Goblin.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the real deal. Take on Gravity on Instagram if you want to go check it out. All right, what do you got, Mindy?
So, I'm so excited about this. There are lots of candy beer options available now for us grown-ups.
I knew you'd be excited about that, yeah.
Chicago's Illuminated Brew Works, there's Fruit Creep Imperial IPA that some say tastes like fruit stripe gum. They also recently brewed a stout called Millennial Munchies that tastes like Zagnut candy bar with peanut, chocolate, and coconut. Other fun brews you can find around the U.S., Don't Lay a Finger, modeled after a Butterfinger bar. And Satisfied, a stout brew with chocolate, caramel, and peanuts to taste like a Snickers. Barami Brewing Company in Asheville, North Carolina also sells a Skittles IPA.
Does any of that sound good to you? Or all of it?
I don't like stouts. I like IPAs, but I'm not real big about sweet IPAs.
Man, the Snickers beer, I might start drinking, you know?
That'd be the one that Bob would like. And then the folks over at Disney Plus aren't going to be too happy. A recent report said their streaming service is on the decline. As a matter of fact, the usage has been on the decline for 2 consecutive quarters.
Yeah.
Compare that to Netflix, with 43% of people saying they used its service, and that could be a problem. It burst onto the scene with 66 million subscribers, but their report says 18% of those got the service via some type of free promotion and haven't kept it up.
Right.
So,
and it kind of rubbed me the wrong way when they were charging like $35 to watch Mulan or
right,
something.
Right, correct.
Mulan was a terrible movie, by the way.
Oh, and you were so excited
about it. I was. And, like, I don't care if you liked it or not. That movie sucked.
And you paid the $35?
No. Oh. I borrowed somebody's account.
Oh, my gosh.
And logged in. Yep.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.